Say, if you were taking me on a tour of Shreveport, and you wanted to show me the ritziest section of town where most of the wealthy people live, where would you take me?
No, Piermont Oaks section, I believe that's what they call it. It's a real nice place. I say it's in south east corner of Shreveport.
Mm-hmm. You would say that most of the upper class people in Shreveport live in that area? Is there any other place or upper class neighborhood?
Yeah, it's about in that neighborhood. It's about in the same neighborhood, though. Oh, and in the south section street, what I was telling you about. Over there. It's a nice house over there.
Okay. What sections of, what neighborhoods in Shreveport would you say were mostly middle class?
Parts of the south section. Most of the ones really right around the high schools. Lakeside Acres is middle class, upper middle class.
Mm-hmm.
In the upper.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it starts in middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Where I stay is middle class, but then, like, on our street is middle class, on the next street is, people who making it pretty good, mm-hmm. You know, not quite middle class.
Yeah.
And over a little farther is people who just making it.
Yeah.
You know? And then on the other side, it's people who are more well-to-do, so you can't really say in what section.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be getting
just really
more
mixed.
Mixture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What about the lower class neighborhoods? People with low income.
It's right around the downtown area, and then Stony Hill.
Stony Hill.
Yeah, Stoner.
Stoner.
Yeah. It's Allendale too. Well, parts of Allendale.
Mm-hmm.
Stony Hill, that's where blacks and whites stay.
Mm-hmm.
In the high school they got, it's called Bird City Bird. And what they say, you can go up there and you can buy anything, you know. So.
What you mean?
Anything as far as drugs.
Oh. That's a rough section?
Yeah. Well, not all of it, though. Some of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's about the worst section,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yeah. What about these neighborhoods that we've been talking about, upper class, middle, or lower class? Do they have any names that are familiar to people who live in Shreveport that an outsider might not recognize? Like, I was talking to somebody in Starkville a few days ago, and she said there was a place in town people called Dodge City.
Well, we got a Dodge City that's open in Moortown. Call it Dodge City because you walk with it at night, you have to kind of dodge the bullet. Listen. No, just the names we call them is about all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if you were, again, taking me around Shreveport, would there be any landmarks or, you know, show places that are distinctive in Shreveport that are usually pointed out to visitors, either historical or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Like, his First Methodist Church is at the head of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's the largest Methodist church in Shreveport, and it's about